Well, good morning, Jump In Tucson faithful. Tom is around, but he is introducing us to a very special guest this morning. And let me bring him on while Tom is running around getting some coffee for everybody. We have a special guest here on Jump In Tucson. It is Papa Noel. Good morning, Papa. Sorry about the 80-degree weather. I'm sure you probably want something in the 30s.
My reindeer just cannot stand this warm weather. But you know what? For me, I just take my coat off and run around in my suspenders, and I have a good time enjoying the beautiful weather, especially since there's so many holiday events that are going on. And the public, you know, they don't like to wear coats here in Tucson, do they? Not so much.
There's about 2 days where you can.
Yeah, and I noticed that, you know, I'm coming down, you know, after visiting with Chris, you know, remember that guy, Chris Kringle, in the North Pole, and he is spending most of his time right now between working with the elves and working with the West Pole, which is at Old Tucson.
That's right. We found that out a week or so ago.
That's right. And they have a wonderful event that's going on there. And actually, Papa Noel, me, got a chance to be, in a sense, interviewed by Mrs. Kloss. That was pretty special, Matt.
It was very special. I was surprised you had such good satellite coverage up at the pole.
Well, I get a chance every once in a while because, absolutely, I am more in the European market as Father Christmas, and I help out Chris all the time when, you know, he just can't be everywhere. And so he gives me a call, and of course, I'm always down here in the November, December, helping out the folks from the Southern Arizona Attractions Alliance and their new Tucson Attractions Passport, because we're trying to get all the people, as many that are visiting Tucson, to really enjoy all the different museums and the attractions that we have. And I have to tell you, Chris and I were sitting down and kind of watching the elves do their thing, and you know, that we checked the list a couple of times just to make sure we're matching up the right gift for the good person that, you know, was on that list, and we see that there's so many different holiday events. So we talked about Yuletide, we had a whole show on that, and Papa Noel was running around trying to get the passports because we had to spread the wealth and get them printed up and get them ready to go and making sure they're accurate and getting them out to the visitor centers where people can actually take a look at them and purchase them and save big at all the attractions. But meanwhile, we're talking about Yuletide, which is an evening wonderful holiday event that Papa Noel is going to be making a surprise visit sometime over the weekend. We think it's going to be they haven't finalized the plan yet, but we think it's going to be Sunday. And he'll be there with Chris, and we'll turn on the big Christmas lights and welcome everybody to the West Pole. This is something new this year, where Santa agreed to spend some of his time down in Old Tucson at the West Pole. They renamed Old Tucson to the West Pole. And, of course, having already, you know, traveled here on and off since 2000 and I guess it was, no, it was really 1999 that I came over from Europe and spent some time down here helping out all the attractions and promote the holiday events. Of course, you know, the biggest holiday event, probably the longest one, is the drive-through over at the Winter Haven, you know, and it's a neighborhood here in Tucson, and they have a long, long tradition of decorating all of their homes. And have you ever, Matt, have you ever been to Winter Haven?
Oh, absolutely.
Now, years and years ago, they used horses, not reindeers, and you could actually take a trail ride around and look at all the lights, and or you were on a wagon. Wagons of all sorts, mostly from the 1800 kind of wagons, and maybe some hay wagons. But they started pulling the wagons with tractors and that machinery stuff. So you know, you still got to see the lights. And then now they have tours. They have organized folks that are doing tours around Winter Haven. And this is all for safety. And the reason why it's so popular. And they're celebrating an anniversary this year, you know. So I have to tell you, you need to go to, you know, winterhaven.com. And, you know, they tell me all this new web stuff is where you find all this information out about what is going on here. And, you know, we're going to have some special guests here, Matt. And, you know, we're going to have someone from Reed Park Zoo and somebody from Tohono O'Toole and somebody from Tucson Botanical Gardens. And they have some, you know, absolutely wonderful events that are going on. And they've extended the stay. It used to be where it was just before Christmas. Like me, I get out of here after we do the 24th, and you won't see me for, you know, 6-7 months. Takes that time for me to recuperate helping out Santa Claus. But, you know, I try to get out to as many of these events as I possibly can, and I have candy canes for the kids, and we really have a great time. But, you know, you got to the attractions, almost all of them are doing something for the holiday. I mean, you know, Mini Time Machine, the miniatures has a lot of things that, you know, are holiday in spirit, you know, which is a really great opportunity to really see all kinds of things that are going on. And really, Children's Museum is in the holiday spirit. And, you know, just so many different things to do. But we wanted to focus a little bit on what I call the really holiday light promotions, and that'll be what is going to be really the bulk of the show. But let me just talk a little bit about, you know, one of the things that Tom asked me to do is to let everyone know that this show is the Papa Noel holiday show, and it is brought to you by Visit Tucson. As a matter of fact, I was at their board meeting around 8 o'clock this morning, telling them what I'm doing and what are the things that I'm doing to promote the holidays, and we gave them all their own very own Tucson attractions passport, because we want them to get out and enjoy all the activities that are going on. And, you know, there are special deals out there in the hotel. So, what, you know, just go out, use your, because holidays is a great time to spend with your family, but you don't necessarily want to stay with them the entire time here, because that's what the hotels are telling you. And they want you to maybe spend some time, quality time with them at the attractions, and do some of the things that you know, you can't do when they're back home. And I think that after you get done with this hour-long show here, you're going to learn a lot more about some of these wonderful festival that are going on. And of course, the holiday parade was super downtown, Matt. Absolutely. You could not find a parking place, and Chris was out there, you know, in full outfit. You know, of course, he wears the red outfit, and I wear the green outfit, because Father Christmas always dressed in green. He was very known and continues to be known for giving away gifts, and that's what I do. I give away gifts, and I spent a lot of time helping out Chris considerably. And then, of course, the 4th Avenue Street Fair took place last weekend, and that was also wall-to-wall people. And I have to tell you, I hope you got a chance to go to one of those. The holiday parade was the biggest, they said, ever. And it went by the skating rink. There's a skating rink at the Tucson Convention Center, outdoor skating rink, Matt. You know, you can actually go there.
Open through January, by the way.
Absolutely. A lot of these festivals are way into January this year. And, you know, skating in Tucson outside when it's a beautiful 75 yesterday, maybe even 80, I heard, you know, takes a lot of efforts. But, you know, go down to TCC, the Roadrunners, you know, are having, you know, always have games going on there. And so we're going to be back here in just a few moments.
So Papa Noel, just one question.
Okay.
Are you partial to Gene Autry, or is Papa Noel partial to Gene Autry or Elvis Presley?
We love both of them, but Elvis Presley has some wonderful holiday songs. And we'll be back with the folks from Tona Chool. Well, thank you, Matt. Oh, what wonderful holiday music. And we do have a special guest on the phone right now from Tona Chool. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning, Papa Noel.
It's so great to have you on the show. I know you've been on the show with my good friend Tom Moulton, and he's told me all about all of the activities that are going on out there. But in particular, you have this program called Holiday Lights, and it's all about the lights. And it's really important, I think, that we give some folks that are listening a big kind of overview of the excitement that's going on right now at Tona Chool.
Thank you, Papa Noel. We are excited to bring back our timeless Tucson tradition for friends and family together to celebrate the holiday season. It's called Holiday Nights, and we have our enchanting lighting displays. We have live entertainment. We have artists who are here, vendors, and we have hot chocolate and cookies and food. It's really a winter wonderland, and most importantly, Papa, you know, the holidays are about the simple act of spending quality time with loved ones and creating memories, and we love to open our garden up to the community for just being together, you know, over shopping, over, you know, the commercialization. It's really about the joy of the holidays.
Now, when I've been out there, from what I understand, local artisans are, you find them and you bring them over, and they offer some very unique gifts opportunities.
Yes, it's a big feature. We have local specialty craft vendors, artisans, and neighbor and makers. We have our shops are actually mostly mom and pop shops and local makers, and so we try to help them celebrate their season by having their wares for sale. And, you know, shopping local is so important for our community. So we show off all of their wonderful crafts and sell them to our guests as well.
Now, Oro Valley Chamber has their events out there, and as well as many other folks have their holiday events out there. Tell us a little bit how special it is to have your holiday event at Tona Chool.
Well, if you have your event here at Tona Chool, you will get not only the most lovely, charming, authentic Tucson experience, you'll also get the benefit of having the beautiful twinkling lights that we have throughout the gardens, and not to mention a fabulous catering by our restaurant, the Garden Bistro, which includes our famous prickly pear margarita.
Yes, for all visitors, listen carefully. Don't drink a green margarita when you're in Tucson.
No. Papa Noel knows. Yes.
Now, that comes from a unique plant that's here in Tucson. Is that correct?
Well, the prickly pear produces this beautiful fruit in the late summer and fall that has this gorgeous hot pink color that's natural, totally natural. So you're right. We don't need color in our margarita. We just have the simple beauty of nature to drink.
The pavilion is such a nice addition to Tona Chool, where these holiday parties go on, and so they get a chance to have this private area, and of course we don't need heat here, even though there is heat in the pavilion. Is that right?
Such a beautiful fall and winter, you know, just a scarf is merely decoration around your neck. So,
flowers and everything are still blooming because of all this wonderful hot weather going on?
Yeah, we do have some leaves on the trees and flowers on certain plants. Of course, the saguaros always look stately and are, if you have out-of-town guests, you must take them here to see the saguaros lit up and the saguaros in the daytime. They're icons of the Sonoran Desert.
Now, are guests coming a little bit for the day and then they stay in the for the holiday nights, or are they coming just for the nighttime to see holiday nights?
Well, certainly would welcome guests in the day or for our holiday nights, but there's a ticket for the daytime, our regular admission ticket, and holiday nights has its own tickets. So holiday nights starts at 6 and ends at 9. You can check out our website to buy tickets. This weekend, it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night. We have extra days that we're doing holiday nights this year because it's so popular and loved. And by having extra days, the crowds will be less, too. So you can buy those tickets and come starting at 6 p.m.
So remind us again, how long will the holiday nights be operating?
This is the last weekend to see the best event of the Northwest, according to Northwest Explorer. This is the last weekend, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and Sunday night from 6 to 9. You can buy tickets at tohonochul.org. Or you can also just walk up to the window and buy tickets if you're feeling like you don't want to commit to a night. You can buy tickets at the ticket window as well.
We have a few more minutes to talk before we go to a break. And what is in store for Tohonochul if you happen to miss the holiday nights?
So much. Next year is our 40th anniversary.
Oh, that's
so
good.
So we're going to start to see some celebrations. In the spring, we have Jazz Under the Stars starting at the end of February, which is a way to experience music in our gardens and eat out and drink outside. Papa Noel, I forgot to say something really important about our holiday nights.
We have plenty of time for you to mention that. Go ahead.
You're here. Santa Claus is here at holiday nights.
Oh, that's
Saturday night.
Fantastic. I know
or if you're a child of any age, you can come see Santa Claus.
He's
the real Santa Claus. Santa Claus.
The spirit of Santa Claus is everywhere during this holiday period, and I get a chance to help out the big guy as well. I was ringing the bell for the Salvation Army last weekend over there at the Walmart. We collected for the Salvation Army folks the best pot for the day. And we really thank the public visiting Walmart and saying hi to Papa Noel. And I ran out of candy canes. That's a no-no in the business. You don't run out of candy canes. So I had to get one of my elves to run into Walmart, and they just happened to have some in the candy counter area. So, that was a great. Well, listen, we all want you to go out to holiday nights at Tohonochul, and thank you, Jamie. Jamie Larson is the executive director, and she's doing a really nice job. And if you have a group or you want to go out and see the holiday nights, please go to Tohonochul. Rate it. You heard that. Number one, the holiday event here in Northwest Explorer. Thank you, Jamie, for coming on the Papa Noel Holiday Hour, and have a great weekend.
Happy holidays.
Thank you. Oh, Jamie. That was Jamie from, Tohonochul. We'll be back, and we're going to talk some more holiday lights when they're surrounded by lions and elephants and giraffes and all kinds of things.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to Jump in Tucson. Today's special guest host, Papa Noel, also known as Father Christmas. He's joining us today as host to talk about all the wonderful holiday events happening now in Tucson. Welcome back, Papa Noel.
Oh,
playing your song from Brenda Lee, yeah, singing about you.
Oh, it's wonderful to hear folks sing about us, and that's what the holiday season is all about, being very joyous and holiday lights. And boy, have we got a special guest who's on the air right now, and her name is Deborah Carr, and she gets to talk about all the animals at Reed Park Zoo and their special holiday promotion called Zoo Lights Holiday Magic 2024. Deborah, welcome on the show with Papa Noel.
Well, thank you, Papa Noel, and happy holidays.
Thank you. Of course, I saw you last night. We were at the Reed Park Zoo. I invited all the attractions in southern Arizona to come to the zoo and to have a holiday cheer. And we had the Papa Holiday gift exchange. And your big boss was there. That was so nice to see Nancy. And the staff was wonderful, and the food was delicious, and there were a lot. I think there was 30 different Papa Noel gifts that were given out to all the folks. So, and Deborah, having you there and making sure everything was going perfect was such a wonderful time to have you there.
Well, our pleasure. We absolutely love Zoo Lights every year, and it's a Tucson tradition, so we were glad you were able to share it with us.
And, you know, we had to wrap up the holiday gift exchange because we wanted to make sure those folks that brought their kids were able to spend some time out in the zoo and see the holiday lights. And, boy, they came back. I kind of hung out there in the area where we had the party and watched them all come back. And they just said they had a great time.
Yes, this year's Zoo Lights is shining bigger and brighter than ever, Papa Noel. We have more than 1 million lights around the zoo, and you can stroll around and see all the color and the shapes and the sights and sounds and displays around every corner. Santa's here through December 23rd. There's falling snow, live entertainment, festive foods, the Grinch, really just surprising and glittering displays everywhere you look, including Southern Arizona's tallest decorated tree. It's 36 foot tall and an 18 foot tall gingerbread house that you can walk in and out of. It's perfect for your holiday photos.
Yes, I you know, Old Tucson was here talking about Yuletide, and they were talking about how tall their tree, and it's a pretty tall tree as well. So I think they're going to try to beat your record. it's a wonderful tree, and having holiday lights in and just strolling around the zoo, a completely different experience than a daytime experience at the zoo. And this is what the holidays are all about. The attractions, redecorate a big part of their facility, and they invite folks to come out at night. Now, your zoo is still open during the day, correct?
It is. It is. We have 24 acres of filled with animals, habitats, and animals from around the world.
Yes, and then, of course, if you're there for the day, don't go home. Have a nice dinner at their cafe, and then come and enjoy the walk around. We had to be done by 8:30, so everybody had about an hour. Now, if we had a little bit more time, how long does it really, to give it justice, does it take in order to enjoy the holiday lights?
Well, Zoo Lights is open each evening from 6 to 8:30 p.m., and I would say give yourself at least an hour and a half.
Right, and you want to
everything. Take in the holiday entertainment, visit all the displays. There are some interactive things that the kids are going to want to enjoy when they're here, like the lighted step pads that they can jump on and experience the snow.
So about an hour and a half would really is a really a good time.
Yeah, and of course, the hot chocolate was a big hit.
Yes, it's a signature of Zoo Lights. You can get it plain or with Santa spirits. But we go through a lot of hot chocolate each evening.
You heard me try to get out of Nancy what the secret spirit agreement ingredients were, and she would not share that with me. So if you really want to know, and it's a delicious drink, and if you want to really find out all about it, you can only find it at Reed Park Zoo, because it's a special formula that was put together, and as you said, it is the signature drink. And I believe, if I recall correctly, is that you have to be over 21 in order to enjoy that drink.
The Santa spirits, the basic hot chocolate, you can be any age, but the hot chocolate with Santa spirits, yes, 21 and over.
So it's my, Papa Noel's probably, I can't think last time I had a birthday, it was 450 years or something like that. So I think I have an ID to allow me to have some of that holiday spirit drink. And, a million lights seems to be just such a wow. And these lights are put up just for the holiday. They're not up all year long, are they?
No, actually, our crews start about 6 months in advance hanging all the lights, and it takes special equipment to get them high up in the tree, and a lot of 24 acres is a lot of space to light up. But we start early, we plan every year, and we try to freshen the event every year so there's a new experience. If you've come, we have people that literally come every year, and it's such a Tucson tradition. But I think our team just did a great job this year of hanging all the lights, and you'll see not only animal sculptures in lights, but storybook scenes and all kinds of special festive holiday displays around the zoo.
Now, you'll be able to see this when Kris Kringle and I are back at the North Pole?
Absolutely. So Zoo Lights is running, it runs to December 23rd, and then we break for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, and then we come back for Encore Nights, December 26th through the 30th, and also January 2nd through the 5th. And Santa won't be here after the 23rd. He has to fly home for his big night, but you can see all of the other lights and features of Zoo Lights that will be glowing bright on those Encore Nights.
Yes, that's what happens. December 24th, we're out and about, and he's got all of his helpers, and I'm one of them. And when we get back, we rest, and then we watch a little football.
Absolutely. He's heard a lot of wishes over there this year. And by the way, if you're standing in line to see Santa, and it moves pretty quickly, but there is a big display by the goat habitat there. And so you can, as you're waiting, you can be entertained with looking at, it's like a projection of different holiday shapes and lights. And also, you'll see some scenes from Africa.
You know, there's a lot going on, Deborah, at the zoo. The Asian exhibit is under construction, and I understand that there's so much more going on. And we got about 30 seconds, but before we go into maybe what is we are all looking forward to seeing at the zoo after the holidays, is where do we find out more information about Zoo Lights?
Well, you can get all the information about Zoo Lights and all the news at the zoo at reedparkzoo.org, our website. It'll give you everything you want to know.
So we got about 30 minutes left, and I heard a lot of, I don't know if they were secrets, but there's a lot going on at the zoo, and you're going to see a lot more coming up soon.
Absolutely. You know, if you're coming during the day, you're going to want to visit the World of Play, which is a fantastic interactive adventure zone for the kids where they can slide down an Antarctic tunnel in an ice cave and climb across a rope bridge in the South American rainforest and really discover the world and the biodiversity there. We just added that this year. There's a new exhibit called Big and Small, and it has all kinds of fascinating reptiles and amphibians and invertebrates like the axolotl, which is kind of all the rage this year. You can also visit our elephant habitat and see Savo, who's the newest addition to our elephant herd.
Yeah, we were talking about that at one of the tables I was sitting at after the gift exchange before everybody wandered down into the zoo about what's going on with all the babies. And
baby boom this year.
Absolutely. And it's... You go often as much as you can because there's always something new. And I think you also, I should mention that the Reed Park Zoo has had wonderful attendance out there. And lots and lots of people are going out with their families and seeing all the new things are at the zoo. And there's always something new at the zoo. And, of course, now with the holiday lights going on well into January, we invite you all to go out there and enjoy the 1 Million Lights. Deborah, thank you so much for sharing all the information about your promotion, your holiday promotion with the Million Lights, and we wish you the best. And happy holidays to you, the staff, and all the wonderful people that helped us have a great Papa Noel holiday party last night.
Well, thank you, Papa Noel, and good luck on your big night and helping Santa.
Oh yeah,
I know you got a lot of busy work coming up.
Yeah. Well, the elves are working. They're the 24/7 people. We kind of like, you know, we show up every once in a while, but we have a lot to do and a lot of places to see and a lot of families to talk about what they like for Christmas. So go out, enjoy Reed Park, and see all the holiday lights and. We'll have Reed Park Zoo probably back on with Tom Moulton here coming up in the new year. So happy holidays and certainly happy new year. And again, Deborah, thank you to you and to Nancy and the entire staff for yesterday's wonderful event.
Thank you. We want to thank the Tucson community for coming out to Zoo Lights. It's a fundraiser for the zoo as well. So you're doing a lot of good when you come to the event.
All righty. Happy holidays. Oh, Deborah, thank you again. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Oh, Matt, you're doing a wonderful job with the holiday music, and we're going to wrap the show with a special holiday promotion that it's certainly one of Tom Moulton's favorite, and he's told me all about it. It lights up a festival illumination, and we have on the phone Michelle Conklin. Good morning, Michelle.
Well, good morning. How are you today? Great. Sounds like you are in the Christmas spirit.
Oh, we've had a great time. We've had some eggnog here, and you know, Matt's playing my favorite music from my favorite stars. I talked to Chris this morning, and we were over at the Visit Tucson board meeting and passing out the new attractions passport. And
awesome.
They wish you well. Glad that you are back with a brand new, well, it's, you know, it expanded lights up, a festival of illumination. And this has been going on for how many years now, Michelle?
Well, actually, the Lights Up, a Festival of Illumination is only 3 years old.
Oh, it's so brand, yes, that's right.
Brand new, that's right.
Yeah.
We transitioned from, you know, Tucson Botanical Gardens probably had one of the oldest Luminaria shows in Tucson, I think dating back to the mid 80s, but Festival of Lights, it's on, it's bigger, it's better than ever. Every year we grow and add new features, so it's pretty exciting.
And I'm really glad to see the extended calendar where you can enjoy the festival illumination as well.
That's right. We open the day after Thanksgiving, we're open 6 nights a week, and we run the show right through January 12th.
And what's really unique about not only having the, is it over 1 million lights as well?
Yeah, that seems to be the golden number.
That
these
is
days.
The golden
right.
number, and you can't go wrong. But what's unique about the Festival Illumination is the different stories that are told as you're walking through to the botanical gardens.
That's right. It's a really completely different experience than any other holiday light show in Southern Arizona, because there are stories, and it has very much it reflects the culture of Tucson with the artisans that we've contracted to create features with the music. It's a really unique experience.
It certainly is. And these unique artists, can you share just a little bit about those folks?
Sure. Well, you know, our show has seven different zones. Yes. We call them zones. It's about a one-mile stroll, and you can stroll that mile as many times as guests would like. You can go back and forth. It doesn't really matter, but it's about a 1 mile. Each zone has its own artistic theme, its own color palette, its own music that's been chosen just for that theme. And you know, we used almost all local artists to create features like a 12-foot crescent moon that you can sit on and have a photo shoot. The hanging chandeliers that hang in the Xeriscape Garden. Of course, we have our new train exhibit, and that's lit up with the help of the Southern Arizona, I may have this name wrong, so forgive me, but it's the Miniature Builders of Southern Arizona, who have made about 1-inch luminarias to go with the scale of all of the beautiful missions that we put on display within that train exhibit. It's pretty magical.
Yes, and so you can still visit the gardens during the day.
Yes.
And then when the lights go out, the big sun goes down, the million plus lights come on.
And the thing about the show our staff noticed this year, is that the gardens looks as beautiful in the day as it does in the evening. It's a completely different experience, both. So we hate for people to miss the daytime experience, because some of those fine features really can only be seen during the day, and then there are other features that can only be seen at night. So it's a really, and you know, of course, the dancing trees, it's hooked up to a computer.
Yes.
To the dance of the sugar plum fairies and many, many more, a 4-minute loop. We've got a couple of our other trees that are connected to a computer that dance to the music as well. So that seems to be a big favorite.
It's a big hit. Michelle, tell us your website and where we can find out more information.
Sure. It's at www.tucsonbotanical.org. And just go to the event page. All of our hours are on the website as well. We are open Christmas Eve night as well as January 1st night. So we're pretty much open every night of the week except Mondays and Christmas night.
So glad to hear about these hours. And Michelle, we thank you very much for coming on the air. I know it's it was quick, but I think you got all of the points that you wanted to talk about. And we just want everyone to make sure you go out and see this festival of illumination, over a million lights. And it's open not only before Christmas, but after Christmas as well. Michelle, thanks again for joining Papa Noel during his holiday show, and I hope to see you soon.
Well, thank you. I've been a good girl this year, so I
you are on the list. I've checked it twice, and you're definitely on that list. Kris Kringle sends his love to you and to the rest of the staff, and thank you, and have a good holiday, Michelle.
Thank you. Happy holiday.
Thank you. Ho, ho, this has been the Papa Noel Holiday Special. Jump in Tucson. We'll be back next week with a special show from Tom Moulton. That was, I believe, his very, very first show back in January, and Ed Ackerley will be here tomorrow at 9 o'clock. Thank you all for joining. This is Papa Noel signing out.